Well, yeah, that's an excellent feature. But I've seen people with generators who have them disconnected. And I try to tell them, man, you can't do that. You can't run it like that. You know, if it runs down out of oil, it's going to put a rod through the block, and then you got nothing. On them Briggs and Strattons, them oil switches are rebuildable. I've rebuilt a couple of them. If you're able to pull them out of the block, yeah, drain the oil. But you can, if they quit working, you can pull them out of the block. There's two bolts that hold them on. You just slide it out of the block, and they pop open pretty easy. And it's just a weight. It's some kind of weight in there or something, and it's a conductive weight or something. And when the oil level gets up, it forces the weight to one side, which, you know, takes the ignition away from ground. And then as the oil starts going lower, the weight starts sliding the other way, and when it gets to the other end, it grounds the ignition out and kills the engine. But, yeah, I've seen people run them disconnected. I told them, you know, that's no good. You can't do that. Unless you don't give a shit about the generator, well, then okay, have at it.